If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start by looking ahead to the North London Derby, Governor, where Arsenal take on Spurs. Live, of course, free and exclusive on TalkSport. Kick off for that one at 12:30.
It is one of English football's iconic fixtures.
Trust Thierry Henry to have a say on Derby Day.
Red against white.
Oh, it's hit the post and Lennon has equalised.
Arsenal against Tottenham, a North London derby.
Obviously, seeing the table and where you are and where you want to continue to be, it's always important. In terms of belief, it's helpful.
Arsenal is a really good team. For sure, we have a path in front of us, very difficult.
Are the title contenders? No. Will they get in the top four? Got an outside chance.
Jesus with a header, back across the face of goal to score Arsenal's second, and that was a beautifully crafted Arsenal goal.
I think it's probably one of the most tasty North London derbies that we will see in many years.
Tottenham Hotspur take the lead. Another landmark goal for Harry Kane.
The sky's the limit. They've got the capabilities.
A century of history and tradition makes this game what it is. This is the North London derby.
Time to hear now from the Gunners boss, Mikel Arteta, head of one of the most highly anticipated North London derbies for years, and he discussed what makes the derby so special.
I think you have to feel attached and belonging to the club, and when you have that feeling and then you understand deeply the history of those derbies, how both teams were historically created and what has happened over the years, then it makes it so special. I think it's a very special city, it's a really special country, very passionate fans, and it's a great atmosphere to play.
Let's also hear from the Spurs manager now, Antonio Conte, who admitted to seeing an improvement in their North London rivals.
If I ever to see and what happened in Arsenal, I think that Arsenal, the club, backed Arteta in these years, and you are seeing that when you trust in a person, and Arsenal showed also in a tough period, no, with Arteta to back him in every moment, and now they're having good result. I repeat, don't forget last season, in the last three games they were in Champions League, and they had a good step. I think this season they are better than last season because they had a good sign, especially with Jesus and Zinchenko, from a club like Manchester City. And we are talking about two players that are used to win, they're used to have a winning mentality. And it's important because I'm seeing that they are improved the level of not only of the quality, but also on the mentality, no, in Arsenal.
Arsenal invincible Ray Parlour joined TalkSport Breakfast. He gave his Arsenal and Tottenham combined 11 ahead of the North London derby, with a few shocks.
Lloris is probably...
getting on a bit.
Yes. So I've got to go with Ramsdale. I think he's just knocking on the door for England as well. As I said before, my back four, I've got to have Arsenal fullbacks. I think they've been excellent. Ben White has done a great job at right back. I can't wait for Tomiyasu to come back because he's a top player as well. Left back, I've gone Tierney. I don't know if he's going to be fit. you know, he's 50-50. Zinchenko's 50.
Hard game but to come back into, isn't it?
I would go Zinchenko at the moment.
I like him.
Yeah, he's been a great signing. Romero, centre-half, I think he's been excellent for Spurs. Now, Dier, I was trying to get into the side, but I'm going to play four at the back, so that's why I've gone with two centre-half. Saliba, Gabriel has been excellent for Arsenal as well, but I've got to go Saliba because I think he's been brilliant for Arsenal. Got his opportunity. Two midfielders. Partey is very important for Arsenal.
If he's fit.
He's got to stay fit for the season, if he's fit, but I think he will be fit tomorrow. And then this was a tough one. Xhaka, who's been excellent this year. You know, he's been outstanding for Arsenal, or Bentancur. Now, Bentancur's a bit more mobile for me, so I've gone with Bentancur, where Ben, the producer, he can't believe it. He's a big Xhaka fan. But I've gone Bentancur because of his mobility in midfield. Then I've gone Odegaard, who's captain at the moment for Arsenal. He's been excellent in that little holding number 10 role. Really makes things happen. I've gone Son on the left because, you know, he's such a good player.
Harry's got to be in there.
Harry's definitely got to be in there up front. And then on the right, I was trying to think, can I get Jesus into the side? But I've gone with Saka on the right-hand side.
Oh, Jesus will be happy with you.
Well, I've gone with Saka.
Crikey, I think you couldn't stop talking about Jesus after pre-season.
He's not been the Saka we saw from last season, but know what he can...
It's only seven games.
You know what he can produce. He's a top player, so I've gone 7-4 L.
Now, former Arsenal striker Kevin Campbell also joined the breakfast show. He believes the Gunners must be more clinical in front of goal against Spurs.
I think that the key area is going to be Arsenal's attack versus Spurs' defence. We know what Spurs are going to do, so Arsenal need to capitalise when they create the chances. Because if you don't, then what Spurs will then do, Spurs will then sort the transition. They go through the midfield, Højbjerg, Bentancur, and then they start catching you on the break. And let's be honest, Spurs are one of the best counter-attacking teams around.
Moving to Jim White now. And former Gunner Martin Keown believes Arsenal and Spurs will be pushing each other in a race for second.
Everything's been northwest over the recent years, and Liverpool will respond. And Man City are the team, aren't they? The benchmark. So both those teams know that they need to, you know, get points on the board to try and stay into that top four. Whether they challenge, I think City will be too good for these two. But who's going to be the next one? And you don't want it to be your rivals. You don't want Tottenham to be the next team that takes this opportunity that could land itself.
Mike Keown also went on to say that he thinks Spurs will be shocked when they walk into a unified Emirates Stadium.
Arsenal really going through the gears. So this one is really difficult to call, but the Spurs players who walk into that stadium at the Emirates will see something very different. It's a unified ground now with the fans and players. They totally 100% believe in this team. It's an electricity they wouldn't have noticed or played against before. And Arsenal have a momentum. And they're winning games. They're going after teams. They're not sitting back. They're doing what maybe the Invincibles would have done, or the early Arsenal teams. It's a return to an Arsenal team that we once knew.
Jim White was also joined by England legend Stuart Pearce, who believes Antonio Conte's Spurs side have been underwhelming despite being unbeaten.
I've not seen Arsenal live this year, but I've seen Spurs live, and I've been a little bit underwhelmed, if I'm being honest with you. I think they've got some really good results, but I think they've been a little bit disappointing. The Marseille at home game, for a start, it was probably the sending off that's changed the game of the Marseille player, and all of a sudden the game changes. And to be fair, I've been a little bit disappointed. I think they're getting over the line by sheer organisation from the manager and a little bit of stardust with players that can get a goal out of nothing. You know, I've sat in that stadium this season at Tottenham and I thought, the way the team are playing at the moment, very organised and whatever, but they're not playing well. Let's not kid ourselves. They're not playing well within the games, in my opinion.
But they're getting results. Yeah,
but the fans are not getting wriggly with it.
But on game day countdown, former Crystal Palace midfielder and Spurs fan Darren Ambrose believes Tottenham's awful run at the Emirates must come to an end eventually.
I said I feel this is the most important North London derby for a long time. And I only say that because I'm putting both teams in that. Last season, it was massive for Spurs because we didn't want them to get Champions League at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. For Arsenal, they could still have lost to Spurs, yeah, which they did, and still make Champions League. They should have done, they didn't. So in terms of...
Just reminded them that they didn't.
Exactly. They're on the upward trajectory, both of them.
Yeah.
And I think the quality in both teams, this is made for a fantastic game. This is the longest streak of... away teams not winning in the North London derby. It's 16. That's the longest streak in history. Wow. It's always gone with
a home team
or a draw. I'm going to say the run ends tomorrow.
Left footed shot off the post. Zaha on the follow-up makes it three. That is that. Into the near post. It's headed in by Mark Gahey. Crystal Palace lead.
We know that we have talent, we have quality players, we have a really good organisation, but you know, being consistent on those performances will help us to win football matches.
The cross goes to the far side, touch for Sterling! Goal for Chelsea! And the Potter era's underway! Drops to the far post, Reece James! Oh, fantastic goal! Reece James clobbered that into the back of the net!
It's about us focusing on our idea, how we want to play, how we can align the resources we have to what is our football vision.
Let's hear now from Graham Potter, ahead of TalkSport 2's live and exclusive commentary of Crystal Palace against Chelsea. Here, Potter speaks about his time as Blues boss so far.
I don't think surprised, no. I've been really positively happy with how everybody's welcomed me, the feeling I've got at Cobham, at the training ground. The players have been amazing, very open, very honest. There's a real good group here with good experienced players, some nice young ones that are also ambitious. So good group, good mix. It's just been really surreal because we haven't had games and then it's gone into an international break. So I'm looking forward to getting going tomorrow. We've used the time to get to know people in an environment where there's not the games. And at the same time, we're itching to go, you know, itching to play, because that's really when you find out about everything and you learn a lot and you make progression. So, you know, we couldn't really control anything in terms of how things have panned out, in terms of the cancellations. International break is what it is. So then we just have to make the most of it. And now we're looking forward to the start again.
Meanwhile, Palace manager Patrick Vieira spoke about the return of their former player, Conor Gallagher, who also believes Graham Potter deserves his chance at Chelsea.
I don't have any doubt about the reception that he will receive. I think the fans, myself, the player, the football club, we were really pleased with the contribution that he had last year. So we're looking forward to see him and then, of course, it's about, you know, concentrate on winning the game. The reaction was, you know, when a manager worked well for a couple of years and he deserved, I think, a chance in one of the top teams. And when you look at his record in the last couple of years, I think he's been doing fantastically well with Brighton. And today he's at Chelsea and of course, wish him all the best after the game on Saturday.
Now, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp doesn't believe England manager Gareth Southgate snubbing Trent Alexander-Arnold will affect his gameplay.
Now it's Gareth's job to find a team, and England is obviously blessed with a lot of really, really talented players on a similar position, and it's difficult to line them all up together. In this specific case, it could work because obviously Reece James can play in a three in the back. Did that for Chelsea pretty well. But again, it's Gareth's decision, and we made a decision. And again, the only thing I can really say, I see it differently, but that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. I just see him every day. And for Trent now, that's probably the most important. He came back, he came not in, and was in party mood, but he was not. He just accepts the decision of the manager as well, because he understands football pretty well. He's an extremely smart boy and did everything right. And as a player, you never can do more than offer what you can offer. And then in football, there's one guy who decides if that's enough or not, and that's the manager. And here, more often than not, it is. It's the case that he's picked, and for England, obviously not.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile.
Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Newcastle manager Eddie Howe gave his reaction after being asked if he would be interested in becoming England manager.
Well, what I say to that is I think Gareth's done an incredible job. I really do. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I've been lucky enough to go in and see him work and spend time with him. I've got a lot of time for him and for Steve Holland and his team there. They've been amazing for England. And I think you have to remember where England was when he took over and what he's done for the country. I'd never say never. I never say no. It's not something that I'd ever be interested in, but certainly not in the short term. It's not on my radar at all. It's all Newcastle and investing in trying to make this team the best I can.
Yeah, you might be a bit young for it at the minute.
Well, I've always said I love the day-to-day coaching. I love being with my players on the training ground. And international football, you get that taken away for long periods. And at this moment in my life, that's not something I want to do.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'll be back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. on Monday afternoon alongside old sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.